First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scorse recognizes President Biden as a first.
Although we're in the very early days of the Biden administration, with the passage of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act, one thing is clear. President Biden is the first truly progressive president in U.S. history. Before listeners scoff at this notion, let me explain why both FDR and LBJ don't make the cut. FDR was very progressive and is credited with ushering the New Deal, but most of his policies excluded black Americans, including those who fought for the country in World War II, because at this point in our history, Democrats were the party of white supremacy. LBJ signed both the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act, as well as established Medicare. These are all incredible victories. But LBJ was a hardcore racist. Recorded conversations of him disparaging black people in horrible ways are part of the public record. Despite his progressive victories, we can't count an avowed racist as a truly progressive president. Enter Biden. Not only is he the first president in our history to explicitly denounce white supremacy and pledge to end systemic racism, but his cabinet is the most diverse in history, and on issue after issue, he is staking out very progressive positions. And the rescue package is simply the opening salvo. It cuts child poverty in half, greatly expands Obamacare, provides generous unemployment insurance through the summer, and helps states battered by the pandemic. Next up is a massive climate change and infrastructure bill, and hopefully a new John Lewis Voting Rights Act to beat back the onslaught of voter suppression efforts by the fascist Republican Party.
Jason Scorse teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you want to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.